Last night these two bouncers and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go-through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
And if there's someone you can't live without, then do so. And if there's someone you can just shove out, well, do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Oh, isn't it beautiful to see two people so much in love? Bare naked as two virgins, hand in hand, and hand in glove. But now that I'm far away, it doesn't seem to me to be such a pain to have you hanging off my ankle like some kind of ball and chain. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my Yoko. Oh no, here we go, our life is one big fun. Oh no, here we go, as Yoko sings my.
I know that when I say this, I may be stepping on pins and needles. I don't like all these people slagging her for breaking up the Beatles. Don't blame it on Yoki. I mean, if I was John and you were Yoko, I would gladly give up music genius just to have you as my very own personal Venus.
You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono. Whoa.
I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing. I don't wanna waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. the New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of
WMFO Medford.
Thank you. give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
All right, boys and girls, that was the Foo Fighters, of course. Times like these, learn to fly. Welcome to the Giddy Up on this 30th day of September. Tomorrow's October 1st for you boys and girls who didn't know that. Anyways, 2:22 in the afternoon. Of course, you will listen to the Giddy Up. I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty in this beautiful, beautiful campus of Tufts in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. It's 60 degrees, and sitting across from me is the lovely Tina Marie. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How is everything?
Everything is great.
Yeah, everything is great?
Everything is great. All right. I'm back.
Well, it's good to have you back, and we're missing one cog of the system, and that would be the funny man, Christopher Ridgway, who's probably having some huge road rage outside trying to find a parking spot for the past half hour. And also, welcome aboard to, we are training today and next week, and why don't we go across, starting with you, Bob. Introduce yourself and, you know, tell me your hobbies and, no, just introduce yourself.
I'm Bob Angel, and I've actually been here a couple of times with Mike on the Mic on Saturday morning, and he talked me into doing this a little more often, so.
Yeah, why not?
Radio is my hobby. I was actually in radio for 27 years, commercial radio, and I got tired of that, but I wanted to go to a place where they let me select my own music again, like the old days.
Absolutely. All right, young lady.
Hey, I'm Miranda Miller. I'm very new to this, but I'm excited.
Miranda Miller. And now you're a freshman?
Yes, I'm a freshman.
All right.
She's M squared.
She is M squared.
Mm-hmm.
Double
actually,
M. She's
M
and
M. My last name is Miranda McCauley Miller, so MQ.
Oh, she's triple M.
Yeah. Mm. Show off.
She's going to run M&M's out of business.
Yep.
And you, over there, sir, I can't even see you.
I'm Ethan Mandelbaum. I'm also a first-year student. I'm pretty new to this, but I've been a dorm room DJ for the last few weeks, so very, very little experience.
So what does that mean? You sing in the mirror with a hairbrush?
In the shower.
In the shower, all right.
He entertains the whole dorm.
All right, kids. Well, welcome aboard, and hopefully this will be informative. You're definitely on a different show than you probably expected, because we get a little nuts around here.
A little?
So, yeah, a little bit. 2:25, we're off to a really late start. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple songs and so everybody can get relaxed, and then we'll come back with shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Miss Tina Marie?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you take us out, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, we'll be right back, kids.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. We'll be right back.
got your Kendall calls and mama, I'm sure all the hand and ass gets around. Candle calls and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Little Green Day never hurt anybody. Well, not that I'm aware of. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the big show. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO on the lovely, beautiful Tufts University campus where there's no parking.
No.
None. And
no. By the way, so can you go into the Giddy Up funds and reimburse me for my parking? It was in my contract.
Yes.
We just need a receipt.
We have plenty of
Giddy
Up funds.
I thought it was under $75. I didn't need a receipt.
Yes, another country heard from. welcome to the show, Christopher, who could the funny man who could not find a parking spot anywhere.
No. The Giddy Up chopper was on loan.
He honestly had to take a cab from where he parked.
Who's using it, Trump?
To the studio.
Yeah, he sold his for cigarette money.
Anyways, 2:33 in the afternoon.
So he can buy himself another wife and another hooker out of Russia.
Yeah, well. He can afford it.
Yeah, hey, he actually, well, obviously he did.
He can buy Russia.
He's got a brothel.
Is that cool?
Yeah, no politics.
Anyways, so welcome aboard. Calm down. Go grab a tea with some lemon in the in the lounge. You know, calm yourself down.
We have a nice chamomile blend.
So we do have a full house here in the studio. So, somebody's beeping.
Oh, there's your ride.
Listening in. Yeah.
There's your Uber.
Yeah, Ortiz gave me a lift with his Jules wig.
He's driving the lift. Yeah.
Did you see his Jules from Pulp Fiction?
I know. He does, right? Yeah. So, we have a full house here in the studio. We're training a little bit. Well, we're actually acting like boobs as usual, and they're just laughing at us. Yeah. I don't know if they're learning anything, but we're going to try. We're going to throw them right into the fire. Right? So, when they actually come and do it for themselves, they're going to learn just like we did.
I do have one question for the extended group. Are you folks litigious?
What does litigious mean?
There you go.
You're not going to sue us, are you?
No.
I went to Tufts. I didn't.
We don't have that much money in the
punitive
funds.
Punitive damages. All right, 2:34 in the afternoon. We're way behind. What are you laughing at?
Emotional distress.
Yes, absolutely.
Punitive damages. You're giving them ideas.
Yeah. Well, they were bashing us with their humor. And we fell down the stairs to the MFO studios, and my shoes fell off, and I broke my glasses, and I can't see anymore. All right.
Wow. He hasn't visited us in a while.
Yeah, little Saul.
Yeah, little Saul.
So, all right, let's get some shout-outs since we are off to a very late start. So, Tina Marie, why don't you take it away?
Hey!
Jennifer Kanarazinski-Leadham, Myron Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands.
A frequent visitor.
Yes, who made a surprise visit last week.
I heard.
Yeah.
Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who shall be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
So if,
now that Nantucket's closed.
Yeah, right.
So if you're into
some baby-making music, listen in tonight.
There's no sun, so he'll be around here now.
That's right.
Michelle Langley-Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge. That's Thursdays from 8 to 10 right here on WMFO.
Oh, they had a wonderful show last night.
Yeah, I was listening.
Yes. We all were.
Yes.
You were all huddled around the fire.
I think I might have had too much to drink.
That's
but
right.
Okay. Captain Wayno.
Oh, Captain Morgan.
Ah, you guys are funny.
Yeah, we know you.
That's me, Captain Morgan.
Captain Wayno, who's driving around by the seaport.
I'm married to Captain Morgan.
Yeah, just don't jump in, Wayno.
That's my name.
What?
Wayno?
TMM. Tina Marie Morgan.
Oh, yes, that's right. I downloaded your videos off a special site.
You did?
Yeah, then the government had a warning after.
It was XXX or?
Yeah, it's like they were up to Z at this point.
Oh, wow. Guy must have a lot of views, though.
Yeah, they broke down his door and confiscated his computer.
By the way, Paul, you were wonderful. Your performance.
Thank you.
Oscar-worthy. Best, never mind.
I already gave him the Oscar. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, no Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Tadiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on that big yellow number 93 bus. Masin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie, the mustache of Medford.
Yes.
In Bergamo.
That's right, the mustache, the unofficial mayor of Medford. I believe he's listening in today.
Yeah, it's been a recent.
So we're going to have Frankie and his mustache on.
Or very, just his mustache.
Soon. Yeah, well, just the mustache works.
Yeah.
It looks like Cousin It.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah, you know his mustache gets paid extra on the movies.
Yeah, yeah. I think
it has its own SAG card.
Yeah, his mustache was complaining that he's like, Selleck's mustache makes double what I make.
And Frankie said, do you think you're Selleck's mustache? He goes, I'm twice the mustache.
That's right. I want a private jet.
For my mustache.
And my own masseuse.
We love you, Frank.
We do love you, Frankie.
Oh, so who's next?
Denise Fioretti-Mamolette.
Oh!
Mamolette.
Yes, the French sensation.
It's been a while since I gave out some mamolettes. Well, maybe we'll start again.
Are you warming up your hands?
Miranda, would you like a free mamolette after the show?
We're going to have to see ID before we go down this road.
You buy one and you get one free.
That's right. Bring two of your friends, you get two free.
How do you make money off this?
I don't. I do it for the kids.
Yes. He does it out of the goodness of his
it's
heart.
It's a public service that I like to give out on Sundays mm-hmm. in the front of the Walgreens.
And it's the first Sunday of the month coming up. Then you give out Pappalardos along with
that's,
it.
That's right.
Ooh,
when we get there. When we get there.
And it'll be October. Don't you that's do what the, I said. That, the added that value with the painting?
That would be tomorrow. A phone call.
Really?
So early in the show.
Already?
The police.
Yes, but guess what?
It's probably Tufts campus police.
I already talked to them earlier.
Are you going to answer it?
No, because I don't have the phone.
Oh, it's on that line?
Set up. Yeah,
oh.
It's on.
And, you're calling you the wrong line.
You can actually, yes. You'll the number here, local number, 781-350-3264. That's the new number,
mm-hmm.
which everybody doesn't know. Everybody knows the old number.
Yeah.
So. But I don't think I have it set up for the old number either. So.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Cornea Crow, Big Jack and Janice. Cab number 19 with not Chet, but Chet is back and feeling healthy
yes.
and feeling good. And that's all that matters.
That's it.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. The Cookie Monster. Maybe calling in.
Yeah, he hasn't called in a couple weeks.
Christine Fantasiastic.
Yeah.
Buddy Nicole and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Pappalardo.
No, hey, giving those away too.
Yes, it's a two for one this week because it's the first Sunday of the month. Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurrio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Hi Mom and Dad, Joanne Riddle, I Am DJ Flex, Shyla Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamaco Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Kim Brandt, Chrissy Brandt Bramante, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casserly, Carla Barreto, hey, DJ Carla B, what's up? Eric Wilson, and last but not least, the beautiful Pam Bridge.
All right.
Those are your shout outs for September 30th.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners, don't we? Well, that's not even the listeners. That's just
the
shout outs.
No, we have like 700 and
that's,
something.
That's good. Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie.
You're welcome.
For that informative.
It feels like I never even left, actually.
Yeah.
What?
So how was what was life like in the convent when you were away from us for a couple of weeks?
who is Conventi.
You know, nuns can date.
I know.
Yeah, as long as they wear cross their hot bras and no nonsense panties.
Yes. That's right. That's what I have on.
It's a very old joke.
All right, so 242, how are you guys doing over there?
Great.
Yeah? You chilling?
Yep.
Yeah? You're learning a lot? You're learning a lot
learn
of nonsense.
How to be idiots.
how to be morons in the air. Anyways, yeah, so we'll take a break.
Music, you're probably asking.
When
they shut up.
When do they shut up?
Play some rock and roll.
Oh, that's coming. Plenty of it, too. So we'll come back with maybe some silly stories, but I want to get these guys going on how to set up the board if they would like, because they're going to have to know it by next week, because I'm testing them all next week. I am.
You're going to take off, aren't you?
So, all right, 2:43 in the afternoon. It is beautiful, balming, 60 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford. And why don't you take us out, Tina Marie, like you used to, and we'll be back with who knows. Go for it.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, we'll be right back. Oh, Chris, we forgot to spin the wheel. We'll spin the wheel when we come back.
Can you take it all away? Can you take it all away? We're shoving it in my face. Explain it to me. She's up, she might be dead. We'll be right back.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So I need your money.
We really need it.
Money, please.
You know.
We are on a radio station.
Yeah, you know, like cash, money.
We are so very poor.
And we're really poor.
Like, I'm wearing a barrel right now.
Yeah, you can't even afford it.
We're doing this for free.
Like, come on, we're college students. It's a really nice service.
And it's still costing us money.
Yeah, it's free form radio.
Just give us the money.
All I want is money.
Money.
Oh,
my God.
You can donate at www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something, like a check, at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website for more info.
That's right, kids. Please send your checks, I mean, because every bit helps, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Spending all the money.
Be on some street corner, lighting trash cans on fire, singing doo-wop.
That's right. We'd be announcing out of a refrigerator box.
That's how we started back in 87.
Yes, yes, we entertained the bums. Right on Skid Row. Anyways, kids, welcome back to the Giddy Up. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here at the beautiful, beautiful Tufts University in the state of Medford, Mass. I'm DJ Pauly B. Sitting across from me is the lovely, beautiful, funny man Christopher Ridgway, and of course the even more lovely and beautiful Tina Marie. Welcome back. And we had some students in here, and that was a lot of fun. I don't know if they learned much, but let's hope. They absorbed anything that exuded out of us.
Well, nobody left in tears, so...
They're damaged.
Well, that's a first.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we did or didn't do our job. I'm confused.
The Brigands guy left in tears last week, and he was only on for 5 minutes.
They're horrified for the rest of the weekend.
Damaged. You know what? Probably the easiest show that they could have been part of, you know.